Hello. So let's talk about dreams in fiction. A lot of people like to start short stories and novels with a character waking up. Waking up is kind of a cliche. It's sort of nice to show us how they start the day. We know what time it is. We know what's happened before that. They've just been asleep. We can see if they sleep alone, what their morning habits are, etc. So there are a lot of tempting reasons to begin with waking up, especially if they're waked up with a sudden phone call or something like that. Once in a while, it can be okay, but for the most part, it's really best to avoid that because it's been done so much that readers are tired of it and they find it tedious unless it's absolutely amazing. Another thing that people will begin with is a dream, and then we see the character wake up out of that. And that's something I would suggest avoiding completely if you can. Whether it's a short story or a novel, it's not what readers tend to want because once they're invested in this dream, then all of a sudden they're pulled out of it and they have to start all over again. Getting invested in this character, and it's hard to get oriented twice that quickly, especially when you've just believed that what was happening was real, and then you've been told, oh, that's not even real, that doesn't even matter, that didn't even happen anyway. And people feel cheated as if you've tricked them in a way that they don't really appreciate. Some tricks are appreciated, like you get to the end of a story and you realize this twist ending, nothing was what you thought, and everybody gets all excited, but nobody gets all excited, like, oh, it was a dream. Like, yeah, it was a dream. People have those. I have those. Sometimes people will make it very hard to figure out what's going on, and it's just disorienting and absurd and surreal, and if you start that way, people will assume the whole narrative is going to be surreal, which is fine if they're looking for a surreal narrative, but if yours is not, then you will lose all those readers. Sometimes it'll seem like the dream is very realistic. Maybe it'll be a flashback to something that happened. And then the character wakes up, it's like this is the flashback that he has all the time. That can be kind of acceptable because it's a way of giving us the backstory that's really important right at the beginning without expository. And so if you do it that way, and the character wakes up and he's anguished and it's like, how can I stop having this dream? I have to face these issues. That does set up your premise for your story. It shows us what needs to be changed. So once in a while, if you can't figure out any other way to bring that information in, then you can do that at the beginning or near the beginning. It's preferable not to have a dream anywhere near the beginning. Even if he's awake and then he goes to sleep and then has a dream, don't do that if you don't have to, because people are still getting used to what's going on. Another thing that people don't like is when they find out at the end of this short story or flash fiction or even a novel sometimes that the character is waking up and this has all been a dream. Readers hate that. They really, really hate that. As much as you want to trick them and play with them and write about something that's just wonderful, that can't really happen, and so you can write about it and you can say, well, it was a dream, that explains all the logical leaps. Don't do it. If you want to write about something dreamlike that's bizarre and strange, leave it like that. Don't explain it. Don't say it's a dream. Just make it be that kind of a story. People like that kind of a story. A lot of people do. And every single time I've had a student or an editing client write a story like that, and then at the end it's revealed that it's a dream, every single case, the dream revelation could be removed because it didn't add any impact, it didn't add any new insight, any new emotional finale or intellectual understanding. It didn't add anything. It was just like this weak falling off of of the power. And every single time when I would remove that, their story would be so much better without that. And again, it's something that readers feel like you've tricked them. So dreams can be great anywhere in the story other than revealing that it's all been a dream or starting with a dream. People don't mind it if you have a dream that's part of a scene or even a whole scene into itself.